That's what I would call
it. Okay. How do yards in the upper valley get watered?
Irrigation. Some of them are irrigated.
Can you explain to me how the irrigation system works in general?
First, there is a diversion dam to take the water out of the river and to funnel it into a major canal. And off of that canal are lateral canals, many of them going off. And there is a man that is in charge of opening those gates in the canal to funnel water to different areas. And the homeowners are told that you're going to get water Thursday morning, and they have to be prepared to accept the water and put it into your yard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's generally how it works.
That's good. That's a good description. What do you call a ditch along an upgraded road?
A bar ditch.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
Have you seen those in El Paso?
Oh, yes. As you go on any highway out here, the ditch at the side of the road is a bar ditch.
Okay. What do you call soil that is no good for planting?
Well, it would be a sterile soil of some kind. I don't know what the name for it would be.
Okay, how about good soil? What would you call that?
A sandy loam or a rich soil.
Okay. The part out in front of a bunch of houses that people can stroll along is called what?
Did you say the park?
No, the part.
The sidewalk?
Uh-huh. A street with houses on either side and a row of trees down the middle.
And that's an esplanade that you're talking about down the middle of the street?
Yeah, the trees down the middle of the street, but the whole street is, like, cars can go on one side of the trees or they can go
it's the other. An esplanade. There's an esplanade down the middle of the street, which has trees in it.
The esplanade is the median, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the street called? A street with an esplanade is called what?
I don't know. I think in the South they probably would call it the boulevard.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what we would call it out here.
Because we don't have any. We don't have extensive boulevards.
No, we have. Well, it does. There's a street where I lived when I was a kid, and it was called Womble Boulevard.
Mm.
And it had an esplanade down it, but I don't think that's normal.
Okay. Do you know any names for paved roads that describe the kind of paving?
Well, macadam would be one of them, concrete road.
Mm-hmm.
A gravel road that would be different.
Did you ever hear roads in El Paso described like that?
Yes, in a way, because I saw just recently the other day that they were saying a new road was being paved with concrete, and it was going to, because it was being done in concrete, it would last 50 years. So it has been used in El Paso.
Now the gravel roads, is that a combination of gravel and asphalt, or is that loose gravel?
No, just loose gravel.
Okay.
That's just a rural road, but now macadam, or the one that's done with hot asphalt, is the other most common kind we have out here, is an asphalt road,
mm-hmm.
or made with oil and sand or tar,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hot tar and sand, but they do use those terms.
Okay. What about rural roads? What kind of roads do you have in the country?